Political Reforms. In the periodical Unsearchable Riches, Volume 38, A. E. Nock wrote, "Many dear saints of the past and present feel called upon to give their lives to the physical welfare of their fellows, especially by introducing reforms in government and even opposing rule which they think harmful. But once we see God's great object in human government, that it is to humble humanity and so to lead them to rely alone on Him, then we see the reason why we are exhorted to be subject to superior authorities, and understand how it is that there is no authority except under God," Romans 13, verse 2. We are not to resist any authority. It is wrong to resist, no matter what may be our opinion of the rule. God does not intend them to be perfect, so they cannot come up to any such standard. Besides, they are hampered by the many failings of the mortals over whom they sway, and cannot attain even their own ideals. In the United States, voices are loud in urging Christians to combine in order to control the government and save it from corruption and godlessness. They point to the failure of the Church in Europe to take an active part in opposing oppression and preventing war, and call upon the religious people to use their influence in creating a new world. Little do they realize that this will develop into the worst of all world powers that have ever afflicted mankind. Terrestrial rule is not for us. Our realm is in the heavens.